We're continuing from Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos Hora'i or Brachos Protios, paragraph Vav. We're in the middle of discussing these Birchos Hora'i, which is the special bracha that a person makes when they see either a close friend that they haven't seen in at least 30 days, or they see the ocean, seeing anything unusual or especially important that one hasn't seen for at least 30 days. And we're in the middle of this discussion already, where we touched on the topic of Ra'ayin. Ra'ayin means evil eye, and it has broad interpretations. Among the interpretations of Ra'ayin are when a person looks at someone else in a negative way, for whatever reason, be it religion, be it jealousy, be it, all kinds of different reasons. Let's start the paragraph, and we'll explain along the way. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas birches horiyah." The discussion that we had till now ties into the bracha that's made when one sees certain things. Ki klal birches horiyah hu lahachnia hora ayin al yedei habracha shemavorchen al horiyah. Basically, the concept of making a bracha for seeing something is to be able to eliminate the evil eye via the bracha that's being made on what the person sees. Why? Ki habracha hi bechinas toivayin. Because we know a blessing is a display of the good eye. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, toivayin hu yevoirach. That one who has a good eye is blessed. So we see that the term bracha, blessing, is synonymous with good eye. When a person is making a bracha, they're drawing toivayin onto the food that they're eating or onto whatever they're placing this blessing. Ki kol ma sheroyim tzrichin lehoven mimenu remozim lavoidas Hashem. Because as we learned earlier, Rabbi Nachman tells us in Likutei Moran that every single thing that a person sees going on around them in life, in the world, the person has to try to draw hints and messages in order to assist them in serving Hashem. Because Hashem is constantly sending us messages and hints to draw us closer to Him. And a Jew, a person who's living in the world, has to keep their eyes open and be looking around them at all times, and everything they see, to try to be able to understand from it what message is there in that. Why is Hashem showing me this item? And how can I draw myself closer to Hashem, or closer to accomplishing the purpose for which I was created, by seeing the item that I'm seeing? Bifrat kisharoyin ezed var chidish, especially when a person sees something unusual. Because when a person sees something that they're used to seeing every day, even then there's a message in it. There's something there. But when a person sees something different, something that they're not used to seeing it, the person has to stop and think, why am I being shown this? How can this affect me in a positive way? Avol hora'ayin roitze lisachiz b'chol dover sheroyin. However, there exists this power of Ra'ayin, this evil eye, which also wants to attach itself to everything, especially to whatever a person is seeing. U'mishakeach mehalev zikoron anal. And that's working in the opposite direction. That's trying to get the person not to block the person from being able to see Hashem, from being able to see the messages, the hints that Hashem is sending them to bring them closer. Alkein tiknu brocha al kol dover chidish haroyim. It's for this reason that the rabbis instituted that a Jew makes a brocha, recites a blessing, over every new thing that they see. Every new thing that the person witnesses or sees. Ki al yedei habrocha shei bechinas toiv ayin hu yevorach, al yedei zeh machnien hora ayin. Because as we mentioned earlier, by making a blessing on something, a person is immediately drawing the power of the good eye upon that item, which obviously pushes away and replaces, chas v'shalom, any ra ayin, any bad eye. And by drawing the good eye and eliminating the bad eye, the person is able to remember, to be reminded of what they need to be reminded of Hashem, and to be able to see the hints that bring them closer to Hashem. Because Rabbi Nachman had shown us in Likut Imran that these two items are dependent on each other. The Pasuk says, Ula zikaroin bein einecha. Zikorin means remembering or being reminded. Bein einecho is dependent on the eyes. To the degree that a person has good eye, to that degree, that person remembers what they're supposed to remember. Or that person is reminded about what they need to be reminded about in order to keep them on the right track. Whereas chas v'shalom, to the degree that a person has bad eye, ra ayin, the person is blocked from having this zikara in digdusha, being reminded about what they're supposed to be reminded about, you know, to draw them closer to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas birchas shechiyonu, shetzrichen levorech kisheroyin eschaveroi shechoviv alav. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to lead into an incredible discussion regarding the fact that when a Jew sees a close friend that they like very much, whom they haven't seen for 30 days, they make a blessing, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shechiyonu V'Kiyemonu V'Hagiyonu Lazman Hazeh. Ki Ahavas Chaveroi Yokor Ma'oid. Because the love that a person has for a friend, or I'm not saying friendship, is something that's very important, very precious in Yiddishkeit. Ki ahavo hi hepech hora ayin. Because love and friendship is the opposite of the evil eye. Dehainu she'ein einoi ro b'chaveroi. Because if I love somebody, if I consider somebody a good friend of mine, then obviously I do not have any evil eye towards that person or about that person or related to that person in any way. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hu chaviv loy, that person is beloved to me, v'someach b'riyosoy, and I receive joy, I become elated and happy when I see that person. V'zeh yokor ma'oid, and this is something that's extremely important in Yiddishkeit. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't use these words that often. Yokor ma'oid, he said it here, and he said it a few lines ago, this item of having a good friend and being able to have to love that friend is something that's extremely important. Because this is one of the things that can help a Jew tremendously in reminding them about Hashem, in having them think about Hashem and be closely connected to Hashem. As we mentioned earlier, that the zikoron is dependent on the bein einecha. The zikoron digdusha is dependent on the eyes, on the toiv ayin. And the toiv ayin comes from, is love. Another word for toiv ayin is love and friendship. V'alkein mevorchan al zeh shechiyonu. And now you could understand why when a person sees a close friend that they haven't seen for a while, they make this brocha shechiyonu, that I'm receiving life. Ki ze ikar hachius, kishemevatlin hasina vahanitzochin shel hora'ayin, vizoichin lehoiv echodes chaveroi. Because this is one of the main sources of life for a Jew. This is one of the main things that gives a person life and motivation and inspiration and purpose. When a person eliminates the hate from themselves, and the nitzochin of ra'ayin, the type of wanting to be up, one up on everybody else. He wants to be ahead of, I have to be ahead of the other guy, I have to be on top of the other guy. That type of nitzochin of ra'ayin, and therefore if I see somebody else has something that I don't, or if I see somebody else got something that I do, right away I'm jealous. Why did they have the same car, the same house? Or why did they have a better house? You know, all of that irritates me, and I have a bad eye towards that person. Rav Nosson Zal says, when a person is zochet to have toivayin, when a person is zochet to have good friendships, that eliminates the sinner and the nitzochen of rayin, v'zochen le'hoi v'chodes chaveroi, and they're zochet to like each other properly. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this in a very interesting, deep way. Ki ikar hachius hiki shehadalet yesoidois misnagim b'mezeg hashovet. Because when is a person alive and healthy? When all the basic elements that make up that person are in perfect balance with each other. Ki kol habriya kula maleo nitzchoinois. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Hashem has made everything in the creation. He's given it a nature of wanting to win, wanting to be on top, or certainly wanting to be alive, not wanting to be defeated or destroyed. Every single thing Hashem has created, He created it with a nitzochon, where that item knows Hashem made me, so I'm important, and I gotta be here, and nobody's gonna push me out of here. Nobody's gonna destroy me. This applies to plants and animals and inanimate objects, and it applies to human beings. Ki hakol nivro midalid yesoidos. Everything in the creation has been created from four basic elements. Shehem eish, ruach, mayim, ofer, which are fire, air, water, and dirt. Shekenegdom, corresponding to those four basic elements, are the four levels of creation, which are doimim, inanimate objects, tsoimeach, the plants, chai, living beings, meaning the animal kingdom, and medaber, and human beings. V'kulam heim hafochim ze lo ze. And all of these are opposites. Each one of these elements has an opposing one to itself. Ki ze kar v'ze lach. For instance, when we talk about water and fire, water generally is cool or cold. Fire generally is hot. Ze cham v'ze yovesh. One is hot and one is dry. Kemuva. In other words, he's bringing different wordings in Hebrew to refer to opposites. They meant lach and yovesh and cham and kar. I believe this might be a printer's mistake. There's kar and cham, cold and hot, and there's lach and yovesh. There's wet and dry. Those are examples of opposites. Kemuva as is brought. Aval ikar kium habriya hi daiko al yedei har kavosam yachad b'mezeg hashoveh. However, in order for these things to exist and live and function properly in this world, they must all be in perfect harmony. They must be in harmony. They must be balanced. Ki kol hadvorim murkovim midalad yesoidos, because everything in this world is a mixture or a combination of these four basic elements. V'chol echod mehayisoidois mezgaber bekoichoi livli lehizbate legamri neged chaveroi. And each one of these four basic elements, the fire and the water and the air, each one of them has a sign on, is wearing a sign that says, don't push me around. Nobody's going to destroy me. Nobody's going to get rid of me. Hashem put me here and I have a function to perform and I'm here to stay, and you better know that. So the fire has that sign on it, and the water has that sign, and the air and the dirt, and each one of them are found in all the different items in the world. And each one of them knows that their presence is important. Their existence is important. Their function is important. What they're doing an important job in this world, and therefore, the last thing they want to be is eliminated, destroyed. Ki im yizbate lagamri. Because if any one of these elements will be destroyed completely or will be removed completely from an item, im kein yechoser me'adovor yesoid echod, then that item will be missing one of the basic elements of creation, v'yizbatel mitziusoy, and that item will disappear. Notice Rav Nosson Zal is telling us every single thing in the world has to have a piece of wood, has fire in it, it has water in it, it has air in it, it has dirt in it. Every animal, every item in creation has to have all four of these yesoidos represented in it. in different shapes and forms and in different percentages. And if ever we take out one of these four basic elements completely, the item ceases to exist. However, despite the fact that every one of them is so important, cholila shehayisoid yisgaper yoyser midai, it's not good. It would be terrible if any one of these elements goes out of line. Tries to become more powerful than it's supposed to be. But rather, each one of the elements is supposed to be doing its thing in a measured way. It's supposed to be giving its contribution, making its contribution to the item that it's found in. In a manner that all four elements are functioning together in perfect harmony, in that piece of wood, in that cat, in that computer, in that human being, in whatever they're found in. Kigoin, for instance, Rav Nosson Zal gives an example. Kigoin yisoid ho'esh shebechai. For instance, let's say when we're talking about a chai, an animal, and within that animal, in that animal is found fire. Inside the animal is found heat. One of the basic elements in every single animal in the world is heat. Tzorech lehizgaber ulenatzeach. The heat has to do its thing. It has to show itself. Shelo yizbatel neged yisoid hamayim. And make sure that the liquid inside the animal doesn't squash or crush the heat completely. Kedei shelo yiskarer hachai v'yomus. Because if the heat leaves that animal, the animal's going to die. If an item in creation loses its proper heat, the proper amount of heat, it becomes dehydrated or, frozen, whatever, and dies in the process. We know this. On the other hand, if the heat goes out of its bounds and increases, if the heat in the body gets too high, then again, the animal will die from overheating. And the same thing is true regarding all four basic elements, shebechol advorim, which are found in everything in creation. Because as we learned earlier, Hashem has created the world for the purpose of nitzachon degdusha, for the sake of holy victory. In other words, one of Hashem's goals and objectives in creating the world is that there should be a victory of kedusha. There should be a success for the kedusha. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, shehakol nivro b'shvil hodom, that everything that Hashem created, He created for the sake of man. Ve'ikra ma'ilas ha'odom al ha'koil, afilo al ha'malochim, hima shehu bal b'chira. And what makes man more important in creation than everything else, including angels, is the fact that man has free choice. Ve'ikra ha'b'chira hu b'chinas nitzochin. And the main free choice that a human being has is regarding this issue of nitzochin. Victory, success. Ki ze ikar mailas habachiro mashiyesh misnagid sheroitze lemoinoi miderach hachayim. And the main significance of this free choice is, what's so special about this free choice? The fact that Hashem has created an opposing force inside the person, the Yetzirah, Shehem hatayvois v'hamidois rois, which are the person's bad desires and bad characteristics, v'hamoinim, and the obstacles, v'hamesisim, and the seductions, the evil seductions, sheroitzim lahatoisei miderech emes, which are trying to draw the person away from the truth, away from doing what's really right, v'hu mizgaber kenegdom, and the person fights them. Person does battle against these forces, against their evil desires and evil characteristics, and lenatzeh chesam, to try to be victorious over them, to win, to defeat them. Shaydeze sogvo ma'alosai. This is what makes man so important and so significant. V'zoiche l'ma shezoiche. And by doing this, the person achieves an unbelievable status. Of the person is privileged to receive Gan Eden, paradise, etc., etc. If the person will succeed in this battle, they will succeed permanently in this battle. Now, because of the fact that everything in the world was created for the sake of man, and what makes man so important is the fact that man has bechira, and the main issue of bechira is nitzachon degdusha. In other words, to make the right choices and decisions in terms of throwing away evil, rejecting falsehood, rejecting what's bad, and accepting and drawing oneself closer to good, to the truth. Al kein bora shemizborach kol habriya mipu'ulois meshunois moed. And it's because, for the sake of man, that Hashem designed the world with so many completely different things in it. And all of them are always polarizing. Each one of them is drawing to its corner. There's hot and cold, there's soft and hard, Hashem has created all kinds of different things, each one pulling in its own direction, each one looking to make its presence known, its existence known, each one looking to do its thing, what it was created for. Aval ikar kiyumam kishahanitzochon hu kiritzoin haboyre yisborach. However, the main existence of all of these things that Hashem has created is dependent on their fulfilling, succeeding at doing what Hashem wants. Shehidbiya bahem hanitzochin bemezek hashoveh, whereby Hashem has placed inside of every one of these things this desire, this desire to do it, what it's been created to do, in a balance. In a manner where that item will exist and accomplish what it's supposed to if it's operating in balance and in harmony with everything else. However, as soon as any one of these elements of creation crosses the line, and it shows too much muscle, it's trying to pull its weight more than it's supposed to, azai nechrav hadover, then the item is destroyed. The item of which it's part of is destroyed. If a person has a car, a beautiful, expensive, fantastic car, and if the car overheats substantially enough, there is no car. That car will become ashes instead of car. Correct? Or if the engine freezes, they forget to put an antifreeze. Any imbalance of hot, cold, hard, soft, anything, all of these things will destroy the item. And Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is the whole concept behind illness, sickness. When a person becomes ill, usually it's because of this. It's because there's an imbalance in the body. Something has gone wrong regarding these Dalad Yesoidos, and that's what brings the body down. That's what destroys the body. It either leads to death or illness. V'hakoil hu remez l'ho'odom. And Rav Nosson Zal says, all of this is a message to us, to man. Shehakoil nivra b'shviloi, because all of this was created for us. Sheyeda, for us to understand and realize. Shetzorech lehizgaber b'nitzochin godol kol yomov. This is all a message to us, to know that what is our mission? Our mission is also nitzochin. Every single human being that's been created by Hashem created me because He wants me to be here. Because there's something that I and only I can do. So I could never say, well, if I die, it's no big deal. There's other people. That's not true. Hashem has created every single person for a reason. And every person has an innate nitzachin, a desire to live, and a desire to show himself, to do, to accomplish what he's been put here to accomplish. Aval sheyeda shetzorich lizgaber minitzochin godol kol yomav. And therefore, a man has to know that he has to work very, very hard to be victorious, to be successful throughout his entire life. Avol hanitzochin tzorich liyos be'emes la'amitoi b'shvil Hashem izborach. However, there's one little detail here that's extremely important. Hashem has created me to be successful. For whom? For Hashem. To be a success. Not to be a success for me, my. That's baloney. That's nothing. That's grave. That ends up in a graveyard. Hashem has created me to be a success for Hashem. Be'em islamitoif. And really, honestly, to be a success for Hashem. Bishvil kiyum ha'olam. In order to help the world to exist and continue. She'oimed ala toiro v'avoida. And we know that we're taught in Pirkei Avos that what keeps the world going? Toira and avoida. Torah and tefila. V'gam loish yiloi chas v'shom nitzochin shel sheker. And again, Hashem has created me not that I should have any false type of victory, false type of success. What's called false success? Where the success is for my own kavod, for my own glory. I want people to look up to me. I want people to respect me. Or I want to be able to enjoy life, you know, physically. I want to be able to enjoy all the physical desires of this world. That kind of success is destroying the world. That kind of success, when people are successful and their success results in kvoid atzmai, the success results in personal glorification, or the success results in them being able to have all the physical pleasures of the world, that destroys the world. That's not contributing to beautifying the world. That's not helping the world come achieve the purpose for which it was created for. That's defeating the purpose for which the world was created for. The world was created to bring honor and glory to Hashem. V'alkein afilu mi shenira loy shekavanosu ilemes. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very critical point. Based on what we just explained, even a person who believes that they're doing the right thing, that they have the right goals, and they have the right mission in mind in life, for example, you get a person who says, I believe in Hashem. I believe Hashem is the boss in the world. I believe the whole world was created to serve Hashem, including me, especially me. And I was created to do mitzvahs. And therefore, I've decided to do a mitzvah now. My mitzvah is building a shul. And I don't care how many bodies I'm going to have to step over. I don't care how many people I'm going to have to burn. I don't care whose money I'm going to have to take. I don't care what it's going to take. I'm going to do that mitzvah. I'm going to please Hashem. Even though, when it comes to a Jew doing a mitzvah, the Torah tells us that a Jew's got to be very strong. He's got to be very tough. Because there's a Yetzahara, there's all kinds of obstacles that would like to block a person from doing a mitzvah. Afal pikein, still, tzorech lehistakel heitev, the person has to be extremely careful and cautious, shelo yagia churben v'harisa chas Hashem ha'idezeh, that his mitzvah should not destroy. His desire to do a mitzvah shouldn't destroy any people, or any trees, or any animals, or any... Kisonoi hamachloikis, because Hashem despises machloikis. Hashem abhors when people are fighting with each other, when people are nasty to each other. V'godoil hasholoim, and one of the most important things to Hashem is when there's peace and harmony. Alkein tzrichin lehishtadel lema'et b'machloikis b'chol ma'ad efshar, afal pi shenidmaloi shecholik l'shem shamayim. And therefore, even when a person is sincere and they want to do a mitzvah. Let's say they're in shul and they want their shul to be beautiful. And what's a beautiful shul? A beautiful shul is a shul where people don't talk. A shul in which they're davening and there are people talking in the middle of davening, that shul is ugly. That's a disgrace. That's disgusting. That's extremely insulting to Hashem. However, still, so you'll get a person who sees that and he goes, runs back home quick and tells his son, I need your baseball bat. And he runs back into the shul with the baseball bat and he says, Hashem, here I am. Watch me. And he sees somebody talking and he takes a full swing. He hits a home run and puts that guy in the hospital. And then he sees another guy talk on the other end of the shul, and he hits a triple. Not in the hospital, but the guy's out of work for 3 weeks. And again, he's doing this all for Hashem. This is for Hashem's honor. He's being chilek l'shem shamayim. A person has to be very careful. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein, and especially, shetzorech l'estakel al atzmoi. Each one of us has to examine ourselves very carefully. Im kavanosei l'shamayim. Am I really, really doing this for Hashem? Or am I doing this because I want them to know that I'm the one who cares about Hashem? I'm the most religious guy in the shul. Nobody else cares about them. I care. All of that stuff. Ki halev yodea. Because each and every one of us knows deep inside of his heart, im la'akel, im la'klaklakos, whether we're really sincere, whether we're doing it for Hashem, you know, whether we're being honest, or whether, who are we fooling, who are we tricking? V'alkein, and therefore, kesheroyin es chaveroi shechovev olav, when a Jew sees another Jew, and there's genuine love between them, they really like each other, ze yokor ma'oid ma'oid. Now Rav Moshe Zal says two ma'oids already. This is extremely, extremely important, extremely precious. V'chol ha'toyro tluya bozeh, and the entire Yiddishkeit depends on this. Depends on the right, having good friend, the right kind of friend. As we know, the Torah says there's a mitzvah to love a fellow Jew like you love yourself. And Rabbi Akiva told us that this is the important rule in the Torah. Why? Why is this so important? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because every single person in this world thinks differently from everybody else. Hashem has created each one of us differently, where we do not think alike. We don't see things alike. We don't all agree with each other on all issues. V'hakoil machmas b'chinas hanal, and it's all tied into what we explained earlier. Shashem yizbora bora hakoil b'shinuyim rabim lein keitz. The fact that Hashem has made every single thing in creation different, unique, distinct. V'chol odom daitoi meshuna mechaveroi, and every single person thinks differently than someone else. U'bikdusha tzrichem kol habechinoi sanal shekosavnu leinyan hismazgus hadalad yesoidos. And now, regarding holiness, regarding Yiddishkeit, we need all of those differences. We need hot and cold and hard and soft. The same differences that we describe regarding the basic elements, the balance between the basic elements. Ki kol hamidois v'hadeois shel kol odom hu kefi hisgabrus hayesoidei shaboy shemehem kol hamidois kemuva. Because when we talk about people, and we talk about one person being soft-natured, and one person being hard, one person being quick to get angry, and one person being one big glob of depression, of coldness, cold as a rock, you know, etc., etc. When we talk about that, these characteristics of the people are based on the elements inside of them. One person, the heat is turned up a little and the water is turned down. Therefore, this person is hot-tempered or hot-blooded. Another person who's much colder, much more, you know, cold as steel, you know, that kind of thing. That person, the water, the aside of water is stronger, or the aside of offer is stronger inside of them. It's based on the balance that exists inside of a person between these four basic elements that shows itself in the midos of the person, in the characteristics of the person. A person inside of whom the yisoid of offer is turned up high, that person you're going to see tends towards depression, tends towards being cold, and therefore they lean towards that kind of thing. When they're looking for a color, what color to paint a room, they're not looking for hot pink they're looking for something subdued, dark, black, gray, that kind of thing. And another person who has a different balance inside of them, that person wants a different color, wants differently. And when it comes to holiness, when it comes to serving Hashem, a person who really, really wants to do what's right, that person has to be strong in the path that they've chosen and in their midos and in the path that they're going. They have to be firm in knowing this is the right way. What I'm doing is right. And what I'm doing is what I should be doing. And in the path that they've chosen, and not to let anybody push him around or knock him off the bridge or knock him off the path that he's going on. If a person really sincerely wants to serve Hashem and they've come to a conclusion, they've picked a certain path and they've picked it, the person has to be very solid in the path that they're going in. Because we know the Gemara tells us that a person has to be tough as a leopard in order to serve Hashem. However, despite that, the person has to be very careful that if they go one drop past the line, if they cross the line one little bit of believing that they're right and their way is right, where a person believes so much in what they're doing that when they see somebody else that's not doing exactly the same thing as me and that doesn't believe exactly the same way as me, I can't look at them. I can't stand them. I hate that person. Why? Because they're wrong. Because they're bad. Because they're not me. Because they're not doing exactly what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is obviously what's right. Proof is, I'm the one that's doing it. If I'm doing it, it must be right. It must be the best possible thing to do. And therefore, if anybody's not doing the best, then obviously I'm going to have negative feelings towards that person. But rather, v'yisnaigim chaveroi b'mezeg hashove. A Jew is supposed to know how to conduct himself with a fellow Jew, with balance, in a balanced way. Dahainu, meaning, she'aval pi she'tzorech liyos chozek moed b'darkei atoiv, even though I am very firm and very strong and very determined to follow the path that I believe is right, afal pi kein yistakel al chaveroi gam kein ba'ayin toivah, still, when I see somebody else who's not exactly the same as me, I should have the ability to look at them with a good eye, in a favorable way, in a positive way, with love. And I should make every effort in the world to see the good in that other person, despite the fact that they're not me, they're not the same as me. So that I'll be able to love that person, and I won't be negative, I won't feel negative towards that person whatsoever. And a person who trains themselves that way, number one, they choose a path for themselves and they search very, very hard and fine before they decide what's the right way to go, what's the right thing to do. And once they've chosen what they perceive to be the right path, they're very solid. They lock into it and they won't let anybody or anything throw them off it, that kind of thing. However, even though I've chosen this path for myself because I perceive it to be the right thing to do and the best thing to do, I understand that not everybody is me. And not everybody can or is supposed to be me. Therefore, he's supposed to be him and she's supposed to be her. And therefore, if I see them doing differently for me, that doesn't mean that they're bad. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. That doesn't mean I have to have any negative feeling towards them. On the contrary, I have to have the brains and the broadness of mind to understand them, to understand that person, to understand where they're coming from and how they're different from me. And therefore, because they're different, it's very logical and very possible that they need a different path, that they're not supposed to be doing exactly what I'm doing. And I have to be able to respect their path and see the good in it, look for the good points in it. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us that when a person is on that level, that person could be learning and benefiting from every single person in the world. That person could be getting messages to help them come close to Hashem from every single person in the world. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. King Solomon says, I was able to learn, I was able to draw wisdom from all of my teachers, meaning from everybody I came into contact with. Ki einoi misiore shechaveroi chaseshom yadichoi menemes shebeliboi chalila. The person we're talking about isn't afraid that this other person who's different from them is going to push them off their path. In other words, is going to get them to leave their true path. Because I'm very firm in what I'm doing. I believe in what I'm doing. I'm very solid in the good path that I've chosen. And yet, I don't feel negative. I don't look negatively at somebody else who's not exactly like me. And I love that other person, even though they're not going in the same exact path as I am. Because maybe that person is supposed to be going in their path. Maybe based on where their soul is coming from, all the souls aren't from the exact same place. Maybe from where his soul is coming from, he needs to be doing, he's on a different mission than I am. I'm Air Force, he's Navy. Or I'm Navy and he's Air Force. So if I look around and I see not everybody's walking around with scuba gear like me, that's not because they're crazy, they're all mentally ill, they don't have brains, they don't know that you're supposed to be walking around with scuba diving equipment. On the contrary, if this guy walks into the cockpit of his F-15 Phantom jet with scuba diving equipment, he's going to have a lot of difficulty getting in there and fulfilling his mission. And even if a Jew sees another person that's not going on a righteous path whatsoever, even if you see a person and it appears to you as if that person is going on a wrong path, on a bad path, afal pikein hu donoy selekavschus, despite that, he tries to find merit in that person, to judge that person favorably. Umishtade limtsoy boy gamkein eizen akuda toiva. And he tries to discover a good point even in that person. Kasher hiziranu hu zal al zeh ma'oid. As our rabbi Rabbeinu Zal warned us about this very, very strongly. Kimavur bidvorov akdoishim bekama mekoimois. As is discussed in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in many places. Ve'im efsher ledaber im chaveroi be'emes ubetmimus blish bli nitzochin shel sheker lahato is chaveroi l'emes lashiva l'derech hayosher matoiv u'manoim. And if I feel that I have the opportunity to speak to that person with real sincerity, without any wrong type of wanting to show them up, want to show them that I'm good and they're bad, you know, any of that kind of junk, if I'm able to do it that way and thereby try to bring that person closer to the truth and bring them closer to a righteous path, wonderful, great. Ve'im lav, and if I can't, afal pikein einoy soinoy, so despite that, I don't hate the person. I don't dislike the person. Adarabo oyevoy soy gamkein. This, on the contrary, I love the person. Because I strive to find good points in that person so that I should be able to be in sync with that person. I should be able to be in balance with that person and like that person. And this is among the most important things in keeping the world alive, in getting and having the world exist and succeed. Now,